Hey folks, it's Kylie with the Unbox Some Funcast. I noticed some audio issues with my side of the feed for this episode. I cleaned them up as best I could, so I hope you'll forgive us. Fortunately, I figured out the problem. Hopefully it won't happen in the future. While I thought about re-recording the episode, we really wanted to get this out with about 2 weeks before Game Store Day coming up, so stores participating, customers going out, can get a little look at the behind the scenes of a special event day. So, on with the Funcast. Welcome to the Unbox Some Funcast, a podcast about being on the front lines of the games industry, recorded here at Games Unlimited in Pittsburgh. I am one of your hosts, Kylie. I'm joined today by the co-host, Chandra, one of our managers. This episode's being recorded on October 13th, 2025, and we've got a pretty interesting subject today. Chandra, what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, today we are talking about special days at the game store, event days, if you will. Days when we have a higher than average crowd by design, when we're specifically trying to bring in some sort of like mini convention kind of atmosphere. These can be seasonal events that happen every year at a certain time. They can be special events, pop-up events, as some people like to call them. There's really quite a variety, and different stores, I'm sure, will have their catalog of them that might look very different from ours. We are not an event-centered store, especially compared to some other stores out there. So when we do in-store gaming events, whether they be mini tournaments or RPG one-shots or anything of that sort, we count them as special. They're out of the ordinary. They're an extra thing to bring people in and hopefully give us that convention kind of feel.
For me, a special day is something that's going to really shock and awe them and take them out of the ordinary of something that they're doing. One of the reasons that we are talking about this now is because a brand new special day has been announced. Obviously, a store can just do their own. A great example of stores doing their own special day event is an anniversary event. Many stores will do that, you know, particularly maybe when you're just opened up, you're going to have your one-year anniversary party, your two-year anniversary party. As you've been going, maybe you only do that every 5 years, 10 years. I think we'll do something for 50. That's a pretty big number. But as far as something that's going to break up the year and to do something cool, often these come from an outside source. So some of the events people may be familiar with are things like Free RPG Day, Small Business Saturday, and we're going to talk about both of those things. Other industries have things like Free Comic Book Day is a big one. So this is where, you know, an outside organization says, hey, let's make this a thing. Let's get the game stores involved. And they can often do some marketing and some media push behind it. So the stores are like, yeah, people are going to find us because this organization's talking about Free RPG Day. They're going to go on and see, oh, my local game store or a local game store maybe I've never visited before is doing that. So it's another way to get people in the door. But we have a new one coming up called Game Store Day, put on by Gamma, which is the trade association for tabletop gaming. They're the people that put on Origins Game Fair as well. So there's a new one coming up in, I'm looking at my watch, about 2 weeks, just a little over 2 weeks.
Yeah, and honestly, we had very little lead-up time for it. Gamma kind of rolled this out really fast. They're trying this new thing in an effort, as far as I can tell, to fill the gap that's left by Tabletop Day. Tabletop Day was something special for us. We were a much smaller store when that existed, but that day was the only day of the year, I believe, that we really did anything like game tournaments. And it was one of 2 days of the year that we got packed to the gills to the point where we had to start posting someone at the door to sort of hold people back and say, wait until some folks are finished and leave.
I definitely want to talk a little bit more about what Game Store Day is and what it's going to be for us. Because, as you said, Chandra, we have had to really, oh, this is happening. Let's figure out what we want to do. I mean, I think that fire's been good, if a little bit stressful for us over the last couple of weeks. But before we do that, I thought it would be really cool. I wanted, a personal project that I did was going back through my history with Games Unlimited to find out what were these special days that we've done. If my research is correct, the first International Tabletop Day was March 30th of 2013.
We really did not do any special days whatsoever that I remember prior to you coming on board. And once you not only were with the store, but took over the day-to-day management of the store, that's when things really started to ramp up in this way, trying to make the store feel really alive with activity. And that first tabletop day was amazing for that.
This was Will Wheaton's show Tabletop on Geek and Sundry, which was a huge cultural phenomenon at the time. We learned about something that became known as the tabletop effect, right? A game that Will Wheaton played on tabletop, we would suddenly get calls, phone calls. Do you have this Ticket to Ride game? What is Ticket to Ride? Do you have that? Do you have Betrayal at House on the Hill? We would have to watch tabletop to know what they were going to be playing so we could stock up ahead of
Yeah,
time.
it really was, at least for us, the beginning of the internet really heavily impacting our in-store sales. And of course, now we have, the dice tower effect, the shut up and sit down effect. Like we have to know at least peripherally what's going on with a lot of different podcasts and reviewers. And thankfully, BGG helps us keep track of that. But yeah, that was the first I remember having to pay attention to something like that online.
So because we were already paying attention, we would have been paying attention to this throughout 2012 and into 2013 when they announced, hey, we're going to do a thing. Go to your local game store and participate in Tabletop Day. We knew we had to be involved. Now, there was a major issue with how it was executed, however, because they didn't really necessarily consult. I don't know what kind of consulting they did with game stores, and obviously we were small potatoes back then. I wouldn't have expected anyone to consult us, but there was simply an expectation. They said, hey, Tabletop Day is coming. We're going to have promos that you can go to your game store and get some free promotional items. They're saying that on the platform of the internet. Will Wheaton is saying that. And we're sitting here going, oh, we're going to have what?
This is the beginning of our trauma surrounding promos that you and I have.
And if I'm thinking back to the first Tabletop Day, the focus of the day was come and get promos for your favorite games. Moving on from there, I had learned about Small Business Saturday, which is a thing, it was originally started by American Express. I don't know if they're still involved with it or not, but the idea behind Small Business Saturday, which started in 2007, was, hey, leading up, the day after Thanksgiving is Black Friday. Everyone does these big sales and stuff. The big box stores are trying to get people in with their doorbusters. There should be a similar thing for small businesses, right? Black Friday belongs to the Targets and the Walmarts of the world. Small businesses, you should go support them on Saturday. This was when we really started branching out. We did do a sale back then. This was 2013. We did 20% off of puzzles. We advertised, like, hey, come get the discount, get free cookies. We also have local designer Todd Sanders. This might have been the second year that he had designed a micro game specifically for Games Unlimited. We call it the Games Unlimited holiday game that we have printed and we gave those out. So it was a cool thing.
So that was sort of our first set of big special days we had in the store. And both of them were kind of surrounding sales or promotions, right? And that's something that we have kept moving forward, although they've changed shape. So let's walk through what the next few years, sort of what the old smaller location looked like moving forward with those days.
Yeah, I couldn't find specific records of Tabletop Day or Small Business Saturday in 2014. So this would have been the following year. I can only assume we did something similar. But yeah, going into 2015, Tabletop Day, at this point, we had learned the promos we get from Geek and Sundry are never enough. But we constantly are given promos from publishers for board games. And you can watch all, we've got lots of thoughts on promos. But one of the things we realized is the best way for us to actually distribute these promos is to just save them throughout the year. So as we would get promos, sure, we'd give a customer a promo if this game, you know, hey, Catan has a new promo and you just bought Catan if we remembered or they asked for it. But mostly we would keep a box of promos waiting for Tabletop Day. And on Tabletop Day, we would go through that box, spend hours trying to determine what game each promo comes from, but we would put them out under the display cases with the name of it's for this game, and it was a first come, first serve. Hey, you come in, you buy something, pick out a promo. Is there a game there that you own or you want to own? You can grab that promo. And we would have hundreds of them because of saving them up.
I remember having to go through print out pages of labels for different games to apply to the promos, and then cut those out with scissors by hand and tape them down on the inside of the jewelry cases with the promo set alongside them so that it was really obvious which promo was for which game and how laborious and tedious that setup was.
The other thing I see is that on 2015, this was April 11th, 2015, on that Tabletop Day, we did a discount again. We did 30% off games featured on Tabletop, 20% off games on expansions. And I don't know why we were so weird. We were trying stuff. I look at that now and I go, that's too complicated. You want to keep it simple. But we had the promos, including promos given to us by Tabletop. But I think this was the first year we did a raffle.
Yes, I think you're right.
And the idea behind this was, you know, store excitement, give away raffle tickets. It was probably we were giving them away for purchases. Every $10, you get a raffle ticket or something, and you maybe got free raffle tickets for signing up. I don't see that we were doing mini tournaments then. But then the raffle was at the end of the day, you come back at 5 o'clock, we had a big pile of stuff. And I don't know if that first year we were literally raffing off individual items, or if we changed it to the format later where, look, there are 40 games out here. When I call your number, come up and pick whichever one you want. And that was a huge success. People loved that. The store would be packed out about 5 o'clock. We would suspend sales and just spend a half an hour calling out numbers.
Even the weird games that were the stragglers toward the end, people seemed to take a lot of glee out of being the person who won one of the later raffle pulls and getting some bizarro thing. They would hold it up just as proudly, albeit with a chuckle.
We would put stuff that just wasn't selling, like basically we'd use it as a pseudo clearance rag, but we'd also put the hot new game just to have some out there to create that excitement and that buzz. And one of the things I love, the stories of stuff we saw happening at the raffle. I specifically remember one time there was a little girl who really wanted, I think it might have been a Pokemon something, and she kept saying to her mother, like, oh, I hope I call me, I hope someone doesn't take the Pokemon thing. And the guy next to her, one, you know, was the next ticket called. He walks up, grabs the Pokemon thing, and the girl just looked crestfallen. And he walks over to her and gives it to her. I was just like, and
And
I said, I was like, sir, you come up and pick another item.
oh yeah, absolutely. And the crowd loved it. One of the reasons why we do these events is for the community building. And when you see people in your customer base doing things like that, behaving selflessly, doing something nice for someone else in the crowd for no other reason than to do it, you know, that alone makes the whole day feel like it was worth having done, even before you've seen the sale numbers.
The next couple of years, again, it was alternating. We had Tabletop, we did Small Business Saturday. We played with different percentage sale, discounts off. And I think that was the thing really. Obviously, people would come out to buy for the raffle. Like Tabletop Day, people wanted to buy. Small Business Saturday, they were gearing up for the holidays. We were offering a discount. Everything was just kind of what was in stock. So very quickly, I don't know if it happened in 2015 or if it started to happen in 2016, we started to get people lining up like a Black Friday thing. We'd open at 11, people would be lined up at 9 a.m. That became a thing that we really looked forward to. What's the line going to look like today? And I will say, the first two people in line were like the same people every year. They would
Yeah.
trade off, one of them would get there before the other one.
Yep. And I remember also there was always the little bit of anxiety after the first year, right? The first year we had that line, every year thereafter, because that sets a new normal. And every year thereafter, when you're walking up, you're like, oh God, is this going to be the year that we don't have a line?
You always have your unconscious metrics of success when you run a business. And yeah, I would have so much anxiety the night before any of these events, thinking, I've done all this work, I've done the marketing, I've done all these things. What if nobody shows up? So I think 2017, I went to Gamma for the first time. And that's when I came back and said, hey, Chandra, we should do RPGs again. And of course, if we're going to do RPGs, I don't know if you did the research or I did the research, but we said, let's do this free RPG day thing, which is something that's existed, again, goes back quite a number of years. I don't remember when it actually started, but we weren't participating because we weren't selling role playing at the time. So in 2017, we did that. Looks like we did a 20% off RPGs. That also comes with free swag. Unlike Tabletop Day, we do pay for that swag. So free RPG Day charges stores. You can get a box of the stuff that they made up for free RPG Day for us to give away. But it's a small price to pay.
Yeah, and you can get more than one box depending on what you think your turnout and traffic is going to look like, which is kind of a neat way to do it because then any store can sort of suit it to their own scale and to their own community.
I think, Chandra, you ran a DCC funnel, Dungeon Crawl Classics. One of
Sounds right. It's all a
sounds right.
blur.
But one of the first times we ran an RPG in the store, I think. And that continued future RPG days. We had a customer run a game of Savage Worlds the following year. Another customer, who's now a published RPG author herself, ran a game the following year. And we were doing that. We had the free swag. We'd often do something, some sort of discount related to RPGs. And that happens in June every year. So we kind of had a nice system of you got Tabletop Day happening in March, April, you get Free RPG Day in June, and then Small Business Saturday. That was sort of the trend up through 2019. Now, and as I recall, by 2019, it's possible Tabletop Day wasn't much of a thing anymore. We were still doing it. It still existed, but I don't know that they were officially giving out swag or doing things. We had by that point made it our own thing. So it didn't matter how much official was there a Tabletop Day locator, that sort of thing. We had made it our own. It was being successful. But in 2020, a new event started up called Board Game Expo. This was actually the company that took over Free RPG Day basically wanted to do a free RPG Day for board games. A little more difficult because board games are more expensive to produce than just paper RPGs and things like that. But I was excited that this would basically replace Tabletop Day for us. We actually had publishers who were giving us games early to sell at that event. It was gonna be cool. But it was scheduled for April 4th of 2020. So that got canceled because of COVID. A lot of things were going on. It hasn't picked back up. We obviously had other stuff going on in 2020. In addition to COVID, we moved. That's
We
when we
did.
moved to this ginormous location we're in now. Our opening day was November 2, first day open to the public of 2020. We didn't know what it was going to be like. We had still been in business. We were doing curbside pickup. Right at the old location. We never let people back into the old store, but we were doing curbside pickup. We had a website, people could order. So we didn't know what it was going to look like in the new location. But the big event we did a soft open sneak preview for select people. Right? Our big worry was we can't, even though we've got more space, we can't pack out the store. We need to social distance. So we kind of basically took our VIPs. Some of this was hand selected. We just knew our customers, but we had done this thing called a loyalty bond, where people were able to invest in us during the pandemic in the hopes that we would succeed and their bonds matured. So we invited all those people for like a timed entry to come and see the new space, which was really
And
exciting.
it was really exciting. And to this day, I'm so thankful to the people that bought those loyalty bonds. A lot of them are still around, and we still see them, a few times a year at least. And they are people who believed in us, still believe in us, who really genuinely like and support what we do. And that was a brilliant business move on your part, but it also brought out, I think, a real genuine sense of loyalty for a lot of our longtime customers, who felt like this was an opportunity for them to stand with us in a really tight and difficult spot.
So we did that sneak preview. People got to see the store. But then we had to turn around and think about, hey, Small Business Saturday's coming up. Even with the bigger space, what do we do to continue the excitement of what Small Business Saturday was? So the pivot that we did was we did 20% off everything in the store, and we gave out a mystery game with online orders. See, we'd had the curbside. We'd have the website up, and the curbside pickup was a big thing. We really pushed that. We said,
Yes.
hey, order your games for curbside pickup. Don't come in and crowd out the store to pick up the games. You can see what we've got online. So we gave people, I don't even know, remember what we gave them, but it was a free mystery game with online purchases. We also opened the sale started on our online website 2 hours before we actually opened. So we told people, 9 o'clock. Start placing your orders. We got in at 9 o'clock to start pulling those orders. I think that was a success. I don't remember what the numbers were, but we had no metric for what numbers would look like at the new location because we were less than a month in the new location at that point. So the following year, by this point, Tabletop Day was dead. We didn't have any sense of how to do a Tabletop Day because we didn't want to pack the store with tournaments and the raffle. So that was sort of done. Now, Gamma, who's doing Game Store Day coming up at the end of this month, they did something in 2021 called Friendly Local Game Store Day. We did a Twitch stream for it. We did some mini tournaments. It was a strange day.
It was a very strange day.
Because this was, again, it was an event that Gamma wanted to make happen, which is great. March of 2021, I don't even know if we have vaccines yet at that point. Everyone's still masked. We didn't want to do like a tabletop day because we didn't want to pack out the store. But it was an event. It was a cool thing. Actually, I remember I did look at the numbers, and I think the numbers were less than a normal weekend at that point in time for whatever reason. Again, I don't blame Gamma for that. This was we were still trying to figure out how do you do a big event day in this
Well, and a
space.
lot of customers too were trying to figure out what are they comfortable with at this point.
Yes.
A lot of people were still nervous about the situation and reacting to it in all sorts of different ways. And for some people, that meant not wanting to be anywhere in person for any longer than they had to. So many factors going on.
The other thing that happened that year before Small Business Saturday, there was pop-up Gen Con.
Yeah, that was cool.
So that was really cool. Gen Con, this is the largest gaming convention that happens in the US every year. They also were recognizing, hey, we are not going to do the numbers we usually do because people are still not comfortable coming out, but let's try to expand. And they worked with publishers to actually get games that debuted at Gen Con on store shelves to debut that day as well. And that was really cool. We ran demos of these games. These are like the games that if you were at Gen Con, this would be the hot game that was just debuting. You could play it and buy it now in the store. I mean, logistically, it was definitely, some back and forth, and not all the games were great, but it created excitement. It created something in the store. And that was probably the first time we've had that level of excitement in this space, given what it was.
Sure.
I don't know if in their minds, this was just a thing they did for the pandemic, or just wasn't worthwhile, or publishers don't want to do, I don't know. But that, I would love to see something like that. The crossover with a game convention or pop-up Origins, if that were a thing, so that people who can't go to those things can go to their friendly local game store and still feel like they're part of that excitement. I think by this point, the change that happened to Small Business Saturday is the change that we've stuck with.
Yes.
So our concern in 2021 around Small Business Saturday was supply chain issues. That's when so much of the logistics of what was happening during the pandemic meant we were not necessarily able to get as much of the games we wanted or the right games that we wanted. And we didn't want to disappoint people who come to Small Business Saturday, like, that's the year, that's when I'm gonna buy Game X. You know, you're gonna get a discount, I'm gonna buy that game I want. And then they come and that game's not available, either because it's already sold out or because it wasn't in stock in the first place. So we made two pivots that exist to this day. One, not wanting to crowd out the store for a one-day event because of social distancing, we decided to make Small Business Saturday the whole weekend, from Friday through Monday, telling people, hey, there's no pressure. You don't have to be first in line on this day. You got 4 days to come in and get stuff. And the other thing was, in order to assuage the possibility that the game you want isn't going to be out there, instead of doing a sale, we were doubling people's loyalty points. So this is sort of our in-store reward system. And by doubling how many points you got, that basically is giving you a discount on future purchases for when the item you want comes in.
We have customers who plan their holiday game buying around this now. They will sort of scout out in advance what's on the shelves, what we seem to have a lot of, and plan out what they intend to buy. And they usually have something in mind for what they want to use those points for later. It's notable once we started carrying gaming tables, especially the Zola gaming tables that we carry now. People will plan out, well, I'll come in that weekend and buy me a gaming table. All of those points get doubled, and then I am, in the money on games for a while after that.
We still get the excitement, but we don't have to try to pack out the store. We don't have to worry about, you know, people shoving their way in the classic Black Friday sense. Like, just buy something. Buy something that catches your eye.
Yep.
You're not losing anything because you're going to get the discount as extra loyalty points when the thing you want comes in. And yeah, that's what we've continued to do. And we'll continue to do this year. It's a big 4 day event.
Yeah, and I've had customers tell me that they liked the fact that it takes pressure off of them as shoppers. They don't feel the need to worry about a doorbuster. It doesn't ruin their Thanksgiving thinking about how to strategize, how to get there before anyone else. It lets them just sort of relax at the beginning of their holiday season. They're going to get what they want to get one way or the other, and then they have all those points to spend a couple weeks or maybe a month later when things slow down a bit.
All right, we should talk about the reason for this episode,
Yeah.
which is Game Store Day. So this, I think I first heard rumblings about this early September. There hadn't been an official announcement, but I know people, and they said, hey, Gamma's going to be doing this thing, and it's going to be November 1, which didn't leave us a lot of time to plan, particularly since we didn't know what it is. But Gamma has been wanting to do something like this. We talked about they did that friendly local game store day back in 2021, so this is a return to trying to find something for that. As of now, what it is from the Gamma side, what they're offering is a store locator. Say, hey, your store can be on this because we're and they're going to be marketing. They're going to put marketing out. Game Store Day is happening November 1. Go to your store. They are, I believe every store is getting a couple of free passes to Origins Game Fair, which they can give out. And they're getting a bunch of like 10% off when you purchase tickets to Origins Game Fair. So they're giving stores that, and then there's some t-shirts we could buy. We'd have to buy the t-shirts that say Game Store Day on them. So that's about the extent of what's happening on the back end. Chandra, what are your thoughts? This is new and this is
Yeah.
rushed. But pros, cons, what are you thinking about this so far?
Well, I want to start with the positive, because I do think it's overall a good thing that they're doing this, right? I think there has been a gap since Tabletop Day went away. And I know a lot of game stores also have felt kind of ignored by the industry as a whole, or denigrated even at times. I'm not going to get into specific hullabaloo, but there have been times in past years when game stores have felt openly insulted by other facets of the gaming industry. And so I do think it's great that Gamma is trying to do something specifically to bring positive attention to us, to those of us, as you like to say, on the front lines, because really what we do as a game store is something special. So, I'm thankful to the folks at Gamma for that, first of all. But I do have to say the quick turnaround on this does make it rough on us. They're basically hitting us right at the beginning of holiday season, which could end up being a good thing in the long run. If this goes year over year, it's something people start counting on. But for this first year, I would like it if maybe they had picked a different date for it, or if they had given us a lot more lead time. This is the kind of thing that needs a lot of planning on the back end, and I appreciate they needed their time to try to get this rolling, but it also requires a lot of planning for those of us at game stores. That was my initial thought whenever this was announced and we first started talking about it, was just like, oh man, we gotta roll straight from Halloween into Game Store Day. And then immediately after that, we are in the thick of the holiday season. How's all that going to shake out?
I do not like the November 1 date
Yeah.
at all. For me, I want it back like where Tabletop was. April, that seems like a real good time. But maybe this is huge. Maybe this is the right time of year for it. Unfortunately, a lot of that's going to be hard to determine. Obviously, we'll know what do sales look like that day, right? That's an easy metric, but is this getting people in the store for the first time who are then going to be coming back and spending money during the holiday season for it? That's not something that's easy for us to track. So we'll just kind of see what happens as far as its success as November 1. But I do feel like I'm going to be hard pressed to say, yeah, November 1's a fantastic. Let's do that every year. November 1. Even a month earlier would be fine, like October 1.
I suspect that they were trying to dodge around convention season entirely. We have had issues with other events happening the same day as Origins, and that can be a little annoying to plan around. So I suspect they were trying to avoid something like that, of having to compete with convention season. But yeah, maybe the spring would have been a preferable time, because that's before convention season. It's almost a taster for it to, start getting people ramped up to the big events.
The other thing is just what is actually being offered by Gamma for this? Because I'll be honest, I feel like we're doing all the work. This is an excuse for us to do something. And I'm glad to have the excuse for us to do something big. But there doesn't seem to be any reason why we as a game store need Gamma to do this right now. We could have just said, hey, we want to do a big thing November 1. What we would have been missing is a store locator, which maybe that's great. I don't know how much marketing Gamma's putting into that. That could be a huge thing for people finding us that don't know about us. But we've got that, and we've got maybe some t-shirts. We don't have promos. We don't have, oh, I guess we've got the Origins, we've got the Origins badges that we could give away. But it just doesn't seem like enough to warrant me doing this now as opposed to doing our own thing in a more convenient time.
Right.
So
Well, and that's the difference between something like this and something like Free RPG Day. Free RPG Day, there is an official day for it, but they tell you, hey, if that day doesn't work for you, do it the next week or, whatever works for your store ultimately, as long as you're not preempting Free RPG Day.
And that works because we have product to give people.
As much as we like to complain about promos, that is some concrete incentive for customers to travel to your store for that day specifically. Otherwise, as you point out, it's all on us to come up with stuff to do in the store that makes it worth someone's time to make a special trip that day instead of any other day.
So what are we going to do? As
Well,
of this
yeah.
date, October 13th, we have not made an event listing yet for this day, which I'll be fair, that itself is not out of the ordinary. Normally, we don't really start marketing our events until at most 2 weeks out. So that's not necessarily out of the ordinary. But, what was our decision? How do we make this ours? What do we do special about it?
I mean, a big one is, at least for me, bringing raffles back. We haven't done raffles since we moved into this location. And as silly as it may sound, those were always such a big hit. They get people really enthusiastic. Everyone loves winning something, for one thing. But it's also, the crowd effect of the raffle when you get a bunch of people in a space all excited about the same thing, sort of waiting quietly, hoping to hear their name or number. So I'm personally really excited to be bringing raffles back. I think that hopefully will be a really fun thing to do on that day.
If we're going to replicate Tabletop Day, we thought, let's bring the mini tournaments back. And that didn't seem as exciting to me at first because we do so many demos now. Like it used to be, that was like the one day a year we were doing these things. But as I was pulling together a list of our best-selling games for the year, I saw so many of those games are ripe for doing mini tournaments, right?
Absolutely.
Ito, little card game where you're trying to like guess what number everyone has. Be great for something like that. Hot Streak, another bestseller. Be great for something like that. So we're really going to focus on doing tournaments around those. Just little mini tournaments, show people the games, but also prizes for these tournaments are more raffle tickets, right? It bleeds in to the raffle. It creates the excitement. Another one I'm excited for, we've got a couple of games, little small games that take like less than 5 minutes to play, and we're going to have a Beat the Game Guru event. One of our staff members will be posted up at a table. Hey, if you can beat me, you get a raffle ticket.
I will be an easy win for you.
So those are the things we're trying. We're not breaking the mold here. We're doing what we knew worked in the past. We're just in a bigger space. What do you expect from the day, Chandra? What do you hope happens?
Maybe it sounds like a cop out, but I have no expectations for the day. I am going in thinking this could just end up being a regular Saturday for us. As far as what I hope for it, that's a little different. What I hope for it is that we do build a lot of excitement around those mini tournaments and things like that. Because as much as we're not an event-focused store, all of us really enjoy the events that we do put on. It feels like something different and special when we get to do things like this, and especially mini tournaments where there's actually something to be gained by it besides a sense of accomplishment, or raffles where someone gets to walk home with something potentially really interesting, because we do tend to find some wacky and oddball stuff to put up for those, in addition to the known quantities that we know people have their eyes on. I am hoping for greater turnout, just more bodies in the store getting excited about those things. As far as final sale numbers, for the first year we're doing this, I will be happy if it's a bit above a normal Saturday. But I'll be ecstatic if we get a bunch of people around tables enjoying themselves, meeting new people around games, getting to know us a little better by playing games with us. The number I'm looking at is attendance more than dollar amount.
I haven't thought about the dollars yet, but I remember in years past, I would always go into one of these days with, here's the target. I'm happy if we hit this, you know. I think for this, I don't know, because again, we're not tying much. I think we'll probably do, you know, everyone who walks in gets a raffle ticket, but and then raffle tickets for winning mini tournaments, and then a raffle ticket for X dollars that you spend that day. So that's the one encouragement of buy today versus a different day because you get raffle tickets. So that could lead to increased sales. Yeah, I think in my head I'm looking maybe we double a Saturday. Which to you know, we don't know. For comparison, Tabletop Day and Small Business Saturday used to be like 10 times a normal Saturday. Those were ridiculous numbers. And I do think, I think you've got the right attitude. What is the vibe in the store going to be like? And because we have more space and we'll be doing more things, that's going to be an easier thing to track. You know, in the old location, it was hard to know vibe because it was just so many bodies. It was just bodies in the store. But this will say, hey, this tournament worked well. There were a lot of people and it was excited. Maybe this one didn't do so well because we have multiple things going on.
It also depends too on, this is again the first year for this, and that's kind of the context in which we're discussing it. But what's going to happen next year? Is Gamma going to try to keep this up? Are they going to build on marketing? Are they going to find ways to build on ways to support? I would like to know what's in their head as far as, is this going to be, just a one-time experiment and hope for the best? Or do they really want to make this a regular thing? And also brings up, do we want to keep it a regular thing regardless of what Gamma does? Because this first year is, in a sense, just establishing a new thing. But if we like it and we build it into our annual pattern, we could end up with something real on our hands year over year. So that's another reason why I'm thinking more in terms of engagement rather than dollar amount. Can we get people to see this thing and find it fun and interesting so that they want to do it again next year and tell some friends and family, hey, there's this cool thing that I would really like to do again next year. Do you want to come with?
You've got the
So,
right attitude for it. You're thinking about it in a much a much healthier way than I am, which is why I'm glad I have you on staff. As always, I want to talk about games just a little bit. Do you want to tell us about a game you've been enjoying lately, Chandra? I know you were just on vacation.
yeah. I had a week off during which I actually played no games, not because I didn't want to play games, but just because my partner and I had so many other things to do. But I have been playing a lot of, well, Kylie, you mentioned in Throne, I believe in a previous episode, a great two-player sort of tactical abstract game with some really interesting deduction elements to it. And I've been loving on that, but also I have to throw Magical Athlete in there. Magical Athlete is just wacky wild. And as a lot of us have been saying, who would have thought that you could make a roll and move race game into something genuinely fun? But it turns out all you need to do is throw some cartoonish chaos into the mix, and you really have something. So Magical Athlete and Enthrone for, when I don't want to think and then when I do want to think.
That's a really interesting pairing. I like that. For me, you know, I've been playing a game. I've played it twice now. A game that we've had for a while was out in our display case for a month, 6 weeks, maybe 8 weeks, quite a while. The game's called Leviathan Wilds. And this was one, sometimes what happens, we put a game out in the display case, and that actually means we don't get to play it. I hadn't played it before we put it in the display case. I would just see it down there. People would buy it. I knew about it. I could talk about it, but hadn't played it. And we finally pulled it out of this display case, I think because we were down to just a couple copies. It's between printings. But I was so excited to try it. This is, if you remember the old PS2, I believe it was, game, Shadow of the Colossus, which was a game where you were a character climbing up these giant colossi, these big behemoth rock creatures. I believe in that game you were killing them. They've changed it, so now you're saving them. They all have corrupted crystals on them and you need to break them. But it's just a really cool co-op game where you get to make a custom character, like a bit of a shuffle build. You choose a character and you choose a class, shuffle those together. Those are your cards, uses action points. And it's got this beautiful spiral bound book that you open up for the different Leviathans, the different colossi that you're going to be climbing. It has a real Spirit Island vibe to me, in that it's a co-op game where you really lean on, can the other players help you do what you need to do on your turn? It's my turn actively here, and I want to get over there. Does anyone have a card that can do this to help me get over there? And a lot of combos, you're falling down off this thing and then grabbing a ledge and jumping and doing cool things. I look forward to playing more of that. It's got a lot of replay with the different Leviathans and the different characters. So
You
that's.
actually just got me interested in it, so
I
I'll have to play
mean,
Leviathan Wilds.
we had a staff game night at Thursday and brought it out at that. It's a four-person game, so four of us were playing and two other staff members were kibitzing watching. One of them was like, I've been interested in this game. And like after the teach and one round, he was like, do we still have copies for this? I said, we have one copy left and we can't get more until the next printing. And he immediately was like, I'm going downstairs, I'm buying that copy.
Now it goes on my list, so thanks for that.
Always happy to do so. Always happy to bring in an RPG you've never heard of that are you're going to be forced to buy. All right, that's time for us now. This has been the Unbox Some Fun Cast, our podcast coming from Games Unlimited about being on the front lines of the games industry. Our next episode, I believe we're going to try to get Bob Schwartz on to have just a free form episode. He is the original owner of Games Unlimited, who started the store nearly 50 years ago, and love to get a little backstory on the history of Games Unlimited from his perspective. So until then, I am Kylie.
And I'm Chandra.
And you've been listening to the Unbox Some Fun cast. It's time for you to go unbox some fun.